I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story on the 7 o'clock report. Rain and snow is pounding northern Utah this morning, and we could see record rainfall by the end of this storm. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live at the storm desk. Lindsay?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. The Salt Lake Airport has gotten over a half an inch of rain in the last 6 hours. The National Weather Service says the record is 0.84 inches set in 1920, and we could get close to that by this afternoon. Up to a foot of snow is expected in the mountains. Snow Basin reporting 10 inches already this morning. Canyons has 8, so does Snowbird, and Alta is at 6.4 inches. It's mixing down to a rain-snow mix on the benches. This storm expected to last through midday, but Sunday into Monday, another wet storm is on the way. Live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
As snow and rain falls this morning, some water managers are looking back at last week's snowstorm. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The snowstorm on October 12th dumped more than a foot of snow around Logan. The Cache County Water District Manager, Nathan Doggs, tells the Cache Valley Daily that early storm took a big bite out of the drought up north. Doggs says their soil moisture is now 8.5% above normal for this year. He says the precipitation is critical for the valley because the area has no major reservoirs to depend on for water storage. Unfortunately, the rest of Utah still needs a lot of rain and snow this winter to help its drought conditions. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Let's talk sports for a minute. BYU will play Washington State University on Saturday, but the head football coach there has been fired along with four of his assistants. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says they didn't meet the deadline to get a COVID vaccination.
Washington's governor imposed the mandate for all state employees to be vaccinated. Washington State's athletic director, Pat Chun, says they've been talking with coaching staff for months and the requirement was clear.
Every employee at Washington State University fully understood what had to be done to complete this, to be in compliance.
KSL.com reports defensive coordinator Jake Dickert will be on the sideline as acting head coach when the Cougars take on BYU in Pullman this Saturday. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving cannot play in home games because of New York City's vaccine mandate. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that situation is between Irving and the city and is not a league issue.
This is between Kyrie and New York City right now. This is not a league issue. As you pointed out, it's not mandatory in the league. But I think it would have been best for everyone if every player were vaccinated.
There's a standoff brewing in several cities across the country between officials and employees over COVID vaccine rules. ABC's Alex Perez is in Chicago with what's going on there with the police department.
The mandate, just to be clear, does not at this point force employees to be vaccinated, but it does force them to report their status when it comes to vaccination. And that's where we're having some issues here, because the police union says that's an invasion of privacy. Those are private health records that should not have to be shared. The police officers, the rank and file police officers, should not have to do this.
Seattle employees and Oregon State employees could lose their jobs today if they don't comply with mandates. And Baltimore's police union told members not to report their vaccination status until the courts intervene or the city provides more information. Other national stories KSL is following this morning. More than 100 cargo ships are waiting to dock in Southern California. And the Biden administration wants dock workers in L.A. to keep working 24/7. Now some companies are telling consumers to brace for higher prices next year. American Plastic CEO John Gessert says the logjam is making it difficult to fill orders on time.
You have to go back to retailers and offer them an item that used to retail for $20 or $25. It's now retailing for you know, 30, 35, maybe even 40.
Before COVID, the average was 17 ships at anchor waiting a day. 45 more ships are set to arrive on top of that 100 in L.A. in the next 3 days. And the U.S. State Department is on the ground in Haiti, and the FBI has reached out to the criminal organization believed to be responsible for the kidnapping of 17 missionaries over the weekend. With abductions becoming more common in Haiti, fear is consuming the country. ABC spoke to a missionary from Miami who has been in Haiti for the last 3 years. Godwin with Youth for Christ says gangs are becoming more and more confident.
They don't have any repercussions. There's no security. There's no police. There's no one to come help. And that's probably the worst thing. You're on your own.
Reports this morning say the gang is demanding a ransom of $17 million or $1 million for each missionary that they kidnap.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.